Thank you. Jagatobaiti ami kavilon yatana. ke ha udaila patikan ha ila banga te shabato baiti patipa kichuranga. Do it a few more times. Kahe deke mahapapu karena chintana jagat. Just to each line. Kahe deke mahapapu karena chintana jagatu baiti ami kavilam yatana. Kiha kiha udaila patikan ha ila banga. Te shabado baiti patiba kichuranga. Tahe te ki maha papura karena chintana. Jagatu baiti ami kavilam yatana. Kiha kiha udaila patikan ha ila banga. Isha bhato vaite patipa kichuranga. Tahaiti ki mahapagur karena chintana. Jagato vaite ami kavilum yatana. Kiha kiha udaila patikana ha ila banga. Tashabadu vaiti patipa kichuranga. Tahi deki mahapabu karena chintana. Jagatu vaiti ami kavilam yatana. Kiha kiha udaila patigan ha ila banga. Tashabato baiti patipa kichuranga. Tahate ki mahaprabhu karena chintana. Jagatu vaiti ami kavilam yatana. Kiha kiha udaila patikan ha ila banga. Tasavadu vaiti patipa kichuranga. Tahate ki mahaprabhu karena chintana. Jagatu vaiti ami kavilam yatana.
Kiha kiha etaila pratigyan ha ila banga.
Kiha kiha udaila patigyan ha ila banga.
Tasavadu vaiti patipa kichuranga.
Tasavadu vaiti patipa kichuranga. Ladies, please. Tahate ki mahaprabhu karena chintana. Jagatu vaiti ami kavilam yatana. Kiha kiha udaila patikan ha ila banga. Tasavadu vaiti patipa kichuranga. Tahe deki mahaprabhu karena chintana. Jagatu vaiti ami kavilam yatana. Kiha kiha udaila patikan ha ila banga. Tishabato vaiti patipa kichurana. What? Tahateki. Observing this advancement. Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Karena, thus. Chintana, thinking. Jagat, the whole world. Dubaite, to drown. Ami, I. Karilun, endeavored. Yatana, attempts. Keha, some of them. Adela, escaped. Patikan, promise. Ha'ila, became. Panga, broken. Tasaba, all of them. Dubaite, to make them drown. Pativa shall devise. Kichu some. Ranga trick. So translation. Purple goes divine grace. AC Bhakti Bhanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Seeing that the my writings and others were fleeing, Lord Chaitanya thought, I wanted everyone to be immersed in this inundation of love of Godhead. But some of them have escaped. Therefore, I shall devise a trick to drown them also. Please repeat. Seeing that the Mayavadis and others were fleeing, Lord Chaitanya thought, I wanted everyone to be immersed in this inundation of love of Godhead. But some of them have escaped. Therefore, I shall devise a trick to drown them also. Here is an important point. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to invent a way to capture the Mayavadis and others who did not take interest in the Krishna consciousness movement. This is the symptom of an acharya. An acharya who comes for the service of the Lord cannot be expected to conform to a stereotype, for he must find the ways and means by which Krishna consciousness may be spread. Sometimes jealous persons criticize the Krishna conscious movement because it engages equally both boys and girls in distributing love of Godhead. Not knowing that boys and girls in countries like Europe and America mix very freely, these fools and rascals criticize the boys and girls in Krishna consciousness for intermingling. But these rascals should consider that one cannot suddenly change a community's social customs. However, since both the boys and girls are being trained to become preachers, those girls are not ordinary girls, but are as good as their brothers who are preaching Krishna consciousness. Therefore, to engage both boys and girls in fully transcendental activities is a policy intended to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. These jealous fools who criticize the intermingling of boys and girls will simply have to be satisfied with their own foolishness, because they cannot think of how to spread Krishna consciousness by adopting the ways and because they cannot think of how to spread Krishna consciousness by adopting ways and means that are favorable for this purpose. Their stereotype methods will never help spread Krishna consciousness. Therefore, what we are doing is perfect by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for it is he who proposed to invent a way to capture those who strayed from Krishna consciousness. In purple. Om Gyanata Narandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshom Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaurava Kavinava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 R tu bhanti kami kavaram yathana heha kriya udaya prati gyan adhiya vanda te shava tu bhanti prati bhanti churanga. Since the Maya bodies and others were fleeing, Lord Chaitanya thought, I wanted everyone to be immersed in this inundation of love of Godhead, but some of them have escaped. Therefore, I shall devise a trick to drown them also. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pachayane Nivasesha Sunyavari Kushtatari Satayane Shri Prabhupada Ki Hare Krishna. So here is some of the history of Prabhupada's establishing of Krishna consciousness movement is being described here. The particular persons who were criticizing the Krishna consciousness movement were not those from outside the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. It was basically Prabhupada's godbrothers who were heavily criticizing Prabhupada for some of the ways and means that he employed to spread Krishna consciousness. And also Prabhupada's spiritual master, who is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he was also heavily criticized as well by mainly smarter brahmanas, and also some Babaji's heavily criticized Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, because he also employed some quite revolutionary means to spread Krishna consciousness. He was an acharya. This is what Prabhupada mentions here. This is an acharya, that they're able to make adjustments for the need of spreading Krishna consciousness. They do not make compromise, but they make adjustments. Like before Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, then Vaishnavas, as far as I understand, they're to believe, you wouldn't see a Vaishnava wearing saffron. Generally, the Vaishnavas were renounced kind of Babaji's. Yeah? They would wear just loincloth, yeah? Just simple loincloth, as far as I've understood. Yeah? So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, and also Vaishnavas wouldn't, at least the time preceding, or the time which was, the time of when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was preaching, and Vaishnavas also wouldn't wear Brahmin for it. Because Vaishnava is above Brahmin, isn't it? Understand? It's above Brahmin, there's no... Vaishnava is not a member of any... is above all the Vana and Ashram. Vaishnava is a servant of the Lord. And also, Bhaktisiddhanta also, Sarasvati Thakur gave Brahmin initiation, gave sannyas to persons who are not of brahminical lineage, or not born of brahminical Gotra, and this horrified the smarter Sampradaya. So, and even now today, they accuse, or they, as far as some Babaji's are concerned, then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is a upper Sampradaya, someone who deviated from the Vaishnava tradition. They take it quite serious as well. And they say anyone who follows Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur is also part of an upper Sampradaya. That is all. It's still prevalent. Today my spiritual master speaks of this in his book Sudha Bhakti Chintamani. But they, like the quote unquote godbrothers of Srila Prabhupada, they have no, as Prabhupada said one time, they have no brain for preaching. No brain for preaching. Yeah. So, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he initiated actually more amazing means of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, empowered by his divine father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he brought Krishna consciousness into the modern context. Yeah? He brought it right into the modern context. He was the first one to use the printing press. It was Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. to spread Krishna consciousness in an unimaginable way, you know, which wasn't couldn't be imagined before. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was the first one to use the printing press, and he was criticized for that as well. Yeah. But he would say, he described that he would hear the printing press in the Gaudiya Math. And you say, this is the Brihat Madanga. This is the real Madanga. The printing press one, you find all these bits of paper. So this is the real Madanga, you know. Madanga you can hear. How far can you hear Madanga? I suppose it depends who's playing it. But on average you can hear it in the temple room, you can't hear it much further. You know. But the books, the printing press, the Brihat Madanga, you can hear thousands of miles of things coming out. You know. And also, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, amazingly, such an acharya, only could be done by an acharya. You know, we know this story, isn't it, that he arrives in Radhakund, the place of Babaji's, you know, when Babaji's then. How does he arrive? In a car? Not just any car. In a Rolls Royce. This is in the year 1930s or something. This is even in America or England, it's rare to see a Rolls Royce in those days. What should I probably say on to Sunday's tackle? Rising a Rolls Royce in Radhakund, you know, making a point, you know. Yukta Vairagya, you know, using in a modern preaching, yeah, so he's seeing that there's this prediction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this message will be spread in every town and village of the earth. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur studied the Western world as well, same as Prabhupada. Before Prabhupada came to the West, he was reading about Western life. He was reading where anyone who meet from the West, he questioned him about the ways and means of their life, you know. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, gifted by his purity, having great faith in this mandate, which is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that this message will be spread in every town and village. Then he much employed Rupa Goswami's Yukta Vairagya principle, that this is real renunciation, using the printing press, using modern facility, modern amenity in the service of the Lord. And the true Babaji's, or the true, really true Babaji's, like Gorgashodas Babaji, then they would gave all blessings to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's efforts. They also gave all their well wishes and blessings. And so that's part of history, very interesting aspect of history. Make a nice study, anyone's thinking of doing a PhD. It'd be a nice study into the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, especially at this juncture in its development of entering into bringing the preaching into the modern context. You know? And then, and Srila Prabhupada himself made quite some revolutionary, that was accepted by Gaudiya Vaishnavism, or the Gaudiya Vaishnavas very much, or Bhaktisiddhanta in one sense created the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in one sense, and many persons accepted these principles of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but think of his Shakti and potency, we could see that Krishna consciousness was spreading, and he initiated and he gave sannyas to many persons not coming from dominical birth, so to speak. And he gave Brahmin friend, and he gave sannyas, he gave them danda, sent them out preaching. You know? And they used modern conveniences as well. But also Bhaktisiddhanta was very, very strict as well in the use of these modern conveniences, like the car, for instance. And I think I was reading about, there's one nice writing, the laws of the Gaudiya Math, what they can and can't do. Basically, for instance, no one would be allowed to use the car to go and buy anything for their own sense gratification. Even if it meant going to buy some medicine. Couldn't have to go by foot. His own body, for their own sense gratification. You know? Only strictly for the preaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, could these means be used? And that's something to be of interest to know as well. Otherwise, these beings will use us, isn't it? And so we have to be very careful, and we have to have a good balance of how we are using the external energy in the Lord's service, especially if we have great attachment for material facility and comfort. In the name of Krishna consciousness, we may be just engaging in sense gratification in the name of preaching. And this mentality has had many victims of Krishna consciousness in the past. Yeah. So we have to be very careful at the same time. We should understand that we are very much conditioned. So we should be very careful, you know. Very careful of how we employ the themes of the material world in Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada he took it another step as well. He took it another step, which baffled those in the Gaudiya Math. So just remember, the Gaudiya Math had been fully created by, one sense, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then those within the Gaudiya Math who have been a result of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's amazing dynamic preaching, they couldn't accept what Prabhupada was doing. They found it like inconceivable what Prabhupada was doing. And even they, and so, you know, not all, but some, there's not all, but some were quite envious of Prabhupada. There's one, it's in the Leelamrita, it's actually quoted. There's one letter that Prabhupada received from one god brother. It's really unpleasant criticism, where Prabhupada had a ring on, yes, I see you. Basically, the part I remember was that I see you wearing gold rings. You know, basically the essence of it is you're saying that have you not also become enamored by material energy, and the words that come from your mouth do not actually change my heart. So I think all your preaching will not last. It will soon in history, you know, and this shows something really different, but. Srila Prabhupada introduced something even, Prabhupada mentions it here, you know, where he engaged both boys and girls in preaching of Krishna consciousness, and Prabhupada created the Brahmacharini Ashram. But this is something inconceivable to India. Even now today, outside of ISKCON, there's no ladies living over. They don't live in ashrams today, in Gaudiya Math. It's just not done. But Srila Prabhupada is such a genius, you know, he could very much saw the climate, and he engaged them both equally to such great effect. And Prabhupada had great, was very much in one sense, not proud in a bad sense, but very much proud of his disciples, especially his, those three husband and wife couples who came to England, wasn't it? And it's by their mercy and by their preaching that we're sitting here today, being empowered by Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was heavily criticized for this as well. And of course, the smarter Brahmanas also continued their criticism of Prabhupada. From Bhaktisiddhanta to Prabhupada, where Prabhupada would give sannyas to Westerners, not only were they not, you know, those Malechas and Yavanas, you know, Prabhupada would give sannyas. You know. So this is an acharya, yeah? Someone who sees the need and the necessity or the great need of spreading Krishna consciousness, yeah? And through their empowerment and through their intelligence, they can use different means and ways of spreading Krishna consciousness. And so, but we should be very careful. Also, my spiritual master mentions in his book, Sudha Bhakti Jin Tarmani, he mentions that therefore it's a great sadness, it's a great discredit to Srila Prabhupada when the members of his ISKCON in the dress of brahmacharis or sannyasis or preachers, they become they become just what those who are criticizing say. You know, they become what they've succumb to illicit activities, you know, or they in the name of their preaching. So, Prabhupada, my spiritual master, mentions that that's why it's incumbent upon us to act very nicely, lest we bring criticism upon Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON. Yeah. Like in the early days, devotees when they first went to India, that's quite wild. They would go through Lloyd Bazaar on a rickshaw, and they would just grab things on the rickshaw as they're going past, you know, samosas and everything, grabbing, all in the name of its all Halibol Peru. Behaving not very nicely. Wild, you know, things have changed for the better. But anyway, point is that so now we also should be, as Prabhupada also said, we'd be straining in our brains to spread Krishna consciousness. You know, different means of way, how we can also spread Krishna consciousness, because times change. You know, times have changed from the 1940s, they change to 1950s, it changes, and 1960s, it changes, 1970s, it changes, 1980s, it changes. 1990s, it changes. So we should also be racking our brains, thinking of different means to spread Krishna consciousness. And sometimes we might see a preacher might go outside of what we understand or what we are used to. Like also someone who is very dynamic in his preaching was His Holiness Bhakta Tirtha Maharaj. And many, when he was preaching, many devotees in ISKCON couldn't understand. Yeah? But for instance, he was ordained as a chief in an African tribe. You see some wonderful pictures of him, isn't it? He's got all the paraphernalia of an African tribesman. But he's preaching Krishna consciousness. You know? And some of his, you know, God brothers at the time couldn't really. I mean, is he going off a bit? But the evidence is there. He was using it as a means to preaching, and his presentation of Krishna consciousness was also not was it was according was also very individual as well. He was very much, and he was preaching to world leaders as well. He was preaching to world leaders. Even Nelson Mandela was one, a good friend of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and there's others. Also in that Krishna conscious movement, devising many different ways and means of spreading Krishna consciousness. This is the point, we have to spread Krishna consciousness, you know. And it may not be always, the ways and means to spread Krishna consciousness may not always, for instance, it may not always be in dressed in saffron, you know, like that. It may be different means and ways. We should never lose our. That's the point. We should also, another point is that we should never lose a cultural standing. We should never lose a cultural aspect of Krishna consciousness. You know, still maintain a dominical culture. You know. The point is that we have to think of how we have to spread Krishna consciousness. Just like the other day, I was in a town called Staines, and I've been there many years back. Pasha's preaching exploits again. It was in Staines, and I've been there many years before. And when I got to the town, I was looking at the people, and I was thinking, "Oh, this town's changed." And the people there were so, like, how can I put it? So gross. So, like, animalistic. Most of the people are so animalistic. You see, you can see in the faces of the people that their faces were exhibiting basically illicit sex, meat eating, and intoxication. You know, very gross hooligan type yob type consciousness. You know, and it was really yoga meditation, Most people, even some people saw me from a distance, and one person, he saw me from a distance ages, his face screwed up, you know. He just, "Get lost, you're out of here." And he was swearing at me, and he meant what he said. He wasn't just, you know, he really meant it. Just even the thought of seeing her. It was as if sometimes you get this on book distribution, it's amazing, like, it's as if you've got a sign on your head saying, don't approach this person, he is religious. There you go, and everyone's just moving away from you, like you're going up the town and all the people go, shh. There you go. Oh my God. I was just, at that point you tend to seek out the Hindus, you know. seeing people. I found one man, fortunately one student, he took Bhagavad Gita and SSR and gave £10. That was like, oh. I was thinking, how do you spread Krishna consciousness to these people? You know? How do you do it? You know? So I was thinking, that this is what it is. Harinam, you know, it's a bit of understand philosophy. Well, you have to present, that's the point, you have to be really expert on book distribution. You know, if you're really expert. That's why these people would use their brains in spreading Krishna consciousness, use their brains on distributing Prabhupada's books. There is something I could have said to those people to actually make them take a book. But I didn't have the potency to break through the modes that I couldn't. It was so moded out. And in the middle of the town, there was, they had this big spit, and they had this big, it's this pig on this spit. It's in the middle of the town, like this, and this guy was sawing bits off. God, what a place I came to preach. So the whole atmosphere was really intense. You know, I couldn't break, but there was, you know, if I was really empowered, there would be a means, and something I could say to make them take a book. You know. That's why sometimes in book distribution, you know, you cannot come over as being too religious or too monkey. You know, I'm a monk. You know. Sometimes. I always fall in on goodbye. But sometimes they'll just say, you know, yoga, meditation, keep fit, you know, like this. You know. Make it sound very kind of informal, relaxed, you know. Yoga's a good thing, you know, how to be happy, you know, like that. You know.
But then you sound,
prosaic.
Yeah, if you get too relaxed, then you're.
Yeah, so you have to find the correct balance. But the point is that there is. So, for instance, that time I was thinking it'd be good if we, Harinam or Eswar Prashad sometimes. I wish I had some Prashad, you know, give them Prashad. Even then, I think it would have been difficult to even stop it. The point is that where this is the modern climate, and we have to, and there's different classes of people in different areas as well. It's not like everyone in every area is like that. When you go to a different town, in a different place, and people are different. You know? People are different, so there's a different approach that is needed. You know? So also now in Krishna consciousness, also now there's this kirtan yoga. You know, this kirtan yoga is very big in America, We're trying to get that going here. And this is another unique way of preaching Krishna consciousness. And devotees, some devotees are going into this environment, but they're not going as devotees as such. They're going in disguise. Yeah. Because some people have a negative impression. Unfortunately, they see devotees and think, Hare Krishna. not all. No. So some devotees are devising many ways and means to present Krishna consciousness through that medium. You know, and they're becoming very successful. Very successful. But also in this kirtan yoga field, I know I was reading recently how Radhanath Maharaj went to one. This is basically they're all of the Mayavadi kind of type philosophy. Some ways in there, like the New Age type thing. But they all chant Hare Krishna. The audience are loving chant Hare Krishna in kirtan. So Radhanath Maharaj went. He's got so much potency that he doesn't have to go in disguise. He can go as it is. You know, he's got so much shakti, you know. He just impressed them, you know, just by his persona, just by his, you know, his vibration. You know, massively become attracted. You know, and some of them, I heard that some of them began to follow him from each place he went. Not because, in one sense, not even aware that he was like, as far as the impression I got, not aware that he was like part of the Krishna conscious movement, but just because he was such an inspiring speaker, you know, so they were, some of them were following him, following his guru. You know, it's another aspect of preaching. But the point is that just as Srila Prabhupada, just as Prabhupada was preaching a specific climate and context, and the climate and context, or the climate will change, and the people will change, and the means and methods might have to change. But the principles must always be followed. Should never, never deviate from the principles of no illicit sex, no meat, no intoxication, and no gambling. Yeah. Otherwise, if we do that, we all have 16 rounds. You know? If we deviate from that, then everything will become lost. Yeah. Everything will become lost. All potency will be taken away, withdrawn. The game becomes lost. You know? So at this point, we have to be very strict on the principles of Krishna consciousness. You know? That's why Prabhupada allowed these devotees to preach Krishna consciousness using... There was a bit of discussion at first. First of all, Prabhupada wasn't into devotees wearing quote-unquote karmic clothes. But after it was brought to Prabhupada's attention that they distributed more books, then he said, okay. And then devotees were using wigs one time as well. These wigs, these films. Using these old films, using these wigs, you know. Quite funny. Just share one humorous incident that Manidhar explains, that in Germany, in preaching in Germany, when they was wearing wigs in America, then they tried it in Germany, you know. But he described very humorously how they it didn't really go down. He described how quite funny that all these brahmacharis, they all put these wigs on, you know. The type of wigs they had were like Elvis, you know. And they explained they felt so silly, like in the ashram they would have to wash the wig, blow dry it, comb it, you know. And it's like when they put these wigs on, you know, the brahmacharinis, they laugh like anything. So the brahmacharis with all this slick hair coming out of the ashram. But in the end, they took it off for it. And so that was then, but now we find that, you know, I find quite an interesting, nice response going out in dhoti. So things have changed again. Things have kind of changed. You go again. It's fine, you can go out in karmic clothes, but also you find a nice reaction as well to go out in dhoti, you know. Sometimes I go out in dhoti sometimes. And it's like do the same, you know, and I meet a different type of people will stop. Because we've been around for how many years have we been around now? So many years, you know, we're part of people's life practically. You know, they've been brought up, like the one lady I met yesterday on Oxford Street, she was so thankful. She was thanking, she says, oh, I remember the Hare Krishna, so I was young and you're still here. And you're going to be here forever. It's so nice. Thank you so much for the work you're doing. It's so nice to see you. She was so full of admiration for the devotees, you know. So again, we are so. That doesn't mean we don't just go out and notice. We do, because some people. That's why it's nice. We have both, you know. Like some we go to preaching as one person in dhoti and one person not in dhoti, so we can capture those who avoid the person in dhoti. But we have to use our brains to spread Krishna consciousness. And maybe the methods we may have to use may not have been employed before. But we should be very careful as well. We should be very careful. We should always try and take feedback and advice, you know, in our ways and methods of preaching Krishna consciousness. Just looking at Krishna Vidhi, something just struck me. There's nothing like Harinam Sankirtan. Yeah. No need to change anything in that regard. Just go out chanting the holy names of the Lord, you know. That will always be there, you know. That will always be there. You know? And I'll just share one last story that just comes to mind. Many years back there was a thing what's called started the youth in England were doing a thing called raves. You know, heard of a rave? I'm supposed to say a rave, heard of a rave. Where basically someone would hire or go to a field, put some speakers up, and all the young people would come dance away all night and drugs and things like that. And the government brought up some new laws to actually ban this thing. You know? So they had a protest in Trafalgar Square, you know, and they pulled up this great big truck and they and they opened up the truck, and the truck was just a great big about 40 speakers, you know, and flaring out this music, you know, as part of their protest, you know. And then the devotees came along, you know, dancing, and they went wild seeing the devotees. They went completely wild, because here's, we've been doing this for years, dancing in the street, you know, dancing in the street, regardless of any laws and regulations, you know, like, where are the acharyas, you know, this, and they became really enlivened, you know, and they was really dancing like anything, you know? Devotees were telling me about how, you know. Anyway, we better stop there. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Is there any quick question or comment on these points? Anything to add?
Yes, like the raving and things, raving, it's not too different from when, you know, when doing the morning dances and chanting, and you get really energetic, ecstatic. It's the same kind of thing, same idea, like they're searching for some sort of spirituality.
Yeah.
Another comment I'd like to make, modern kind of music, like it's a genre of modern kind of music, dubstep.
Yeah.
It's that very, it's like that, it shows that some people, they do appeal to spiritualism. You can tell by the beats and the way that it sounds that people like raves and stuff, they kind of be approachable. They won't know it, but they would appeal to everything that exists here, I think.
Yeah, it just reminded me, we used to do raves. I remember it was on books as you were travelling, Sangatam, we used to find out where the raves were. We used to go to the raves, you know, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, knocking on car windows, you know. It's literally some books, it's quite exciting.
Of course, you know, in this forum, principles now should be strict, kept strict. And I think also these devotees who do these kinds of service should be also strict about morning program, sadhana, or this could be also like relaxed?
No, we have to be very strict. We have to very much maintain our spiritual principles, you know, which is sadhana. It's very much strict. There may be some circumstances where, for instance, during a marathon, we see some devotees are really going all out to distribute books, you know, but that's by deep of their practice of sadhana throughout the months. But as soon as, but again, after the marathon, they were again. You know, so, no, let's not compromise. We should very much be strict in our principles of rising early, chanting the holy name, coming before the deities, because that will give us the potency. That will give us the potency to not be affected. So, we will be affected because we're conditioned souls. But not be affected so much to the degree that we lose our Krishna consciousness. So that has to be maintained very strictly. And we rise early, you know, chant the holy name, you know, take part in the program. There may be some situations where one might be in a preaching situation, but that's not.
But it shouldn't become a habit, isn't it?
Yeah, so it shouldn't become a habit. Otherwise, we've seen so many victims, you know, again, you know, be careful. You lose Krishna consciousness. We better stop here. Sorry, guys. Can you find a prayer, please? Another prayer that we recite each morning, if you could find it somewhere while I read this. Okay, so let's just read some sentences on this.